The State Emergency Service of Ukraine and the Ministry of Digital Transformation of Ukraine work towards creating a map of minefields in the territories liberated from the Russian occupiers. As Anton Jeroshenko, advisor to the Minister of Internal Affairs of Ukraine, informs, the priority task now is to draw up maps of minefields around the locations of Russian troops. These maps should be available to every citizen on a smartphone with the function of geolocation and signaling the approach to dangerous zone. I will say at once that I do not recommend mushroom pickers to gather mushrooms in areas of active hostilities this summer and autumn. Mine clearance will take many months if not years, he noted. Jeroshenko also said that the rescuers were checking the main civilian infrastructure facilities for mines in the liberated localities of Kyiv, Chernihiv, and Sumy regions. According to the official, the search for and collection of the bodies of dead civilians is underway. The facts of war crimes and genocide of the Ukrainian people are documented. Over the past 2 days alone, more than 30 bodies of civilians have been found in Irpin. People were shot or died from wounds inflicted by the occupiers without receiving basic medical care. The other day, the facts of mining the territory of Ukraine by Russia's ISDM Zemlodelye mine-laying system were recorded. It poses a great danger primarily to the civilian population and is a violation of the Protocol on Prohibitions or Restrictions on the Use of Mines, Booby Traps and Other Devices to the Geneva Conventions of 12 August 1949, and relating to the protection of victims of international armed conflicts. Bodin Marushiak,